today, a special four-hour transmission, because it is the final radio show of 2011. Bob Chapman with us for a few more minutes. Funkmaster 5 just called in, a great activist who gets a lot done calling into kind of fake alternative media neocon shows, who poses the alternative to the mind control media, the zombie control media that's losing so much power. But I was joking around with the guys, but it's not funny. You know, when I was a teenager, I had pinups of Heather Locklear in swimsuits hanging up in my room. But I guess in the new system, now that the Pentagon with the NDAA, I never even mentioned this because it was so crazy, but it's in the news, says they can have bestiality and the troops can have whatever farm animal or turtle or whatever they wish it, or if they have a private home off base. I guess now the pinups on base will be like of cows, giraffes, turkeys, slugs. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is the total dehumanization. This is about dehumanizing us. Bob, why do you think the ruling class is so screwed up?
I think when they try everything, they go to whatever limits they can go as a human being, whether it's high or low. In this case, it's low. And it's just astounding. And it happens in other areas, not just in this one, where people want to become deeply involved in things that they never really would for the experience thereof.
Well, let's expand on that. So in World War II, the troops shouldn't have had, you know, pinup girls of, you know, beautiful women that's obviously attractive. They should have like a possum or something on the side.
Probably. In fact, this weekend, what I'm going to do is reread Animal Farm.
Oh, my gosh, Bob, you're... Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable.
I'll tell you one thing. Every program I'm on, I'm going to mention this. So there's going to be a lot of people who know about it.
It's insane. I mean, I pulled up the main articles, and again, no longer will it be Marilyn Monroe as looking attractive. They're going to teach us not to be extreme. Marilyn Monroe bad, pig with lipstick on, that's the new chic. And see, I'm not trendy, folks. Just give me Marilyn Monroe all day. Ivan in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Pleasure. I'm from the Army branch up here in New York Armory. We were stationed in Huntington Station, and they were giving us a normal drill. We go out in the 10 drill every month, and the drill was labeled urban warfare. Now, when we were clearing the buildings, they had this this dummy that looked like, resembled a U.S. citizen, a normal urban citizen, which I found kind of weird. You know, I asked, who and what are we training to kill, you know? And I questioned my sergeant, and I was actually kicked out of drill for questioning him.
So are you in regular Army or National Guard?
No, I'm a regular Army.
Okay, so you're in big Army, and you've done a drill. I'm surprised the dummy didn't have a John Deere hat on and or a hayseed outfit, because that's who they practice against. And so you guys are now doing urban warfare drills.
Yeah, I mean, and not on streets, which I found kind of, you know, weird in general. And being the fact that most of us in Armory are disagreeing with our sergeant, and we're not going to drills anymore from the infantry division, 11 Bravo is my MOS, you know, I decided to cancel all drills. I'm not attending at all anymore. You know, it's ridiculous that they're training us to attack the American civilians.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob's got to go, and Gary Franchi's coming up, but I'd like to give you the floor when we come back for a couple minutes to tell the whole story, Ivan, so stay there. Bob, taking us out here, hopefully I'll see you back here next week, Lord willing, as we say every week, nothing's for sure. But briefly, what's your comment on what he just said?
It's to be expected. It will continue, and probably in a greater way, now that they get the legislation where the president can have anybody picked up. And you're going to see more and more of it. And all I can say to our brothers in the military, and I'm a veteran, is to listen to what they have to say and don't use what they're doing, because it'll cost you your life.
All right, Bob. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Ivan, I'm going to come back to you. I want you to start over, tell the whole story. We'll go to Gary Franchi, and then more calls. Wow, think of all the callers I never get to with all the stories they've got to tell. And look, now this isn't even speculation. It's admitted they're training the military for war with the American people. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear.
because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Also heads up Restore the Republic, Gary Franch. He's going to be with us in a couple minutes. But, Ivan, we don't screen calls. But when you got something like this, please volunteer it to us so we can get to you earlier. Ivan is in New York. He's in the Army. And he's saying just recently they tried to have him do drills, basically taking on the American people, which is admitted. I've been to these drills. It's in the news. They admit they're, quote, training to pull triggers in the American people. Stars and Stripes magazine, that's in the Brigade Homeland, starts its tour article. You can just type that in. You'll be able to pull it up. But to have him question it and be kicked out of drill, and now he's saying a bunch of his unit are saying no, and he's giving out names, I guess. Ivan, go ahead and give us in a few minutes here. We appreciate you standing up for the Constitution. Give us the full synopsis, recap it, where this was, when this happened, and how many people are refusing to go along with this.
Well, our unit consists of about, I would say, 150 people. We were informed to go in and continue with the training, and I refused. I told my guys, you know, this is against the Constitution. Why are we even trained to take firearms from civilians in general? And this is what I'm upset at, you know, and I regret joining the military for this, is that if we have a voice, we are told to shut up and follow commands. Now, most of my unit, I mean, is questioning everything. And then we decide that's what's in drills in general. You know, we think that people should have the rights, the constitutional rights, and military can go to hell for, I don't know. I'm not going to listen to no command, no high command. And if they ever implement martial law and try to tell me to go out there and shoot civilians, I have one thing coming for them. You know, it's ridiculous. And I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to be an American citizen at the moment.
Wow. What else happened?
Well, afterwards, I was escorted with by MP, military police, and I was told to get out of the post. And I was like, all right, I'll leave. And I took my bag and I left. And I told my drill sergeant, and I'm not going to attend drill anymore. Also, one of my friends came back from Fallujah, Baghdad, and he's sick. He's sick. He's losing his hair. You know, a lot of unknown things. And this guy is a health freak. So I'm scared of my government right now at the moment, you know?
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that this is happening. Can you send us an email with any of your other associates or people we can talk to maybe get some press on this? Because where is this going now? I mean, when were you kicked off the base?
Well, I was kicked off. We went to a Huntington Station. And they have routine drills every month, Huntington, Fort Dix. Basically, the eastern region has monthly drills. And we're now being trained to attack civilians. And most of us are not complying with their orders. So somebody who doesn't comply with their orders, a soldier that does not comply with the orders, will be kicked off the base.
But you're kicked off the base. You're not court-martialed. You don't get in trouble?
No, you're kicked off the base. In general, just kicked off the base.
You know, I've seen a lot of that in the news because they don't want to get reports of it going. So they basically make you go AWOL?
Yeah, basically you can say that. I was also talking to most of the guys in the unit. We do hear you. We do appreciate what you're doing at the moment. And we thank you for the truth.
Well, thank you, sir. Can you send us any information or your contact? Just send it to tips, the show tips at Infowars.com. And I would like to talk to you and other members of your unit and perhaps get a report out on this because, are they specifically training you? I mean, how do you know this is for domestic operations?
Well, the dummies, we were breaching a building and we're told to clear the building and it's a routine training drill. And the dummies were dressed like regular civilians with regular jeans, clothes. You know, one of them had a bandana, American bandana on the head. I was like, what the hell's going on here? I turned around, I looked at the guys, and I said, are you serious? Are we going to go through with this crap, or are we going to just say no more?
All right, incredible information. God bless you, my friend. I appreciate Ivan calling into the show, and stay in contact with us. Send us an email with more information. Thank you. That is really frightening information. But I can pull up right now, New York Times. Explorer scouts trained to take on terrorists and more from 3 years ago. And it's got a whole bunch of photos in it. And the first line says they're training to take on disgruntled vets and kill them. And it shows them practicing to kill good old boys, basically. And then I've got the training manuals where it says the number one enemy of America is veterans. We're the folks that broke that. Everybody knows about it. You can just type in Homeland Security documents says veterans number one threat. It's not Al-Qaeda. I saw a report where with Delta Airlines, and there were some guys in their Muslim garb. Number one, they were real Muslim terrorists. They're going to be dressed in blue jeans, folks. And people got so scared of them because they were men wearing, you know, Middle Eastern outfits that they freaked out and the pilot wouldn't fly. Everyone was rolling around in convulsions of fear. This is so ridiculous. You should be afraid of the big corrupt government, afraid of doing nothing. Now, shifting gears for the balance of the next 20 minutes is Gary Franchi, who heads up Revolution PAC, and he's always doing new great work in the fight for Ron Paul. And I just want to know, in the case of James Williams, who's in the piece from South Texas on the coast, where Ron Paul was a physician for many years, how on earth did you guys find James Williams? This has certainly got the media covering it and pretty upset because it humanizes Ron Paul.
Alex, thanks for having me on the show. James Williams, you know, he's like a needle in a haystack. You know, Alex, Ron Paul has delivered over 4,000 babies in his medical career. So you know there's plenty of stories more just like this. And because the Revolution PAC has people who used to work in the 2008 campaign, people who have always been very close to Ron Paul, they have an institutional knowledge of past campaign tactics as well as the people that have been close to Ron. And through our sources within the PAC, we found James, and he said he would come through and perform the interview for us and help us get his story out.
Wow, well, and you sure got some good producers. All these ads look like, you know, million-dollar ads you're producing. Just an amazing job, Gary.
Thanks, Alex. We that ad was shot last Monday in Jamestown and in the congressional district of Ron Paul. Our crew flew out. They flew out to Houston. They flew out Sunday, shot the ad on Monday. We got two more videos that are going to be coming out in this Who is Ron Paul series that talk about Ron Paul the man. And of course, this one with James Williams talks about the compassion of Ron Paul. So that video was shot Monday. And our producing team put the video together through the holiday weekend because we knew that this message needed to be heard. And we fine-tuned it in the past couple days. We released it, and now it has over 250,000 views. And it's really stifling a lot of the arguments that the media is trying to pin on Ron Paul. Of course, you know, we see the claims that he's some sort of a racist and a bigot. And let's just be clear, this video is not specifically designed to address that. It's one video in a series that addresses the Ron Paul the man. But we're already getting reports from people on the ground who they're talking to individuals. They're trying to convert people to Ron Paul, and they say, oh, well, Ron Paul's a racist. Ron Paul's a racist. Well, then they go ahead, they pull this video up on their laptop or their iPhone, and they say, take a second and watch this video. And this video completely disarms the argument. So we have an initiative right now. We're trying to raise funds to get this broadcast on national television and just, you know, get the message out, get James' story to the American people.
Well, we're going
to
broadcast it right now to 3 million people. Go ahead and play the ad. Here it is.
It was between 1972 and 73, but it was still a lot of prejudice around this area. My wife was sick, and I was trying to get some attention for her. Nobody came to check. They just left her there. Well, I believe I was left there because of the difference, me being black and her being white, and every time I would say something to her head nurse, she would get pretty upset. And then she finally called the Freeport Police Department, said I was harassing her. And, I mean, I didn't know anything to do. Well, then Ron Paul come to my rescue. He just stepped in and went to work with my wife. And after he seen her, I'd say no more than 10 minutes later, she had a stillborn boy child. And he said, as far as the bill, he would take care of everything, which he did. I never got a bill from the hospital or anything. And he was a doctor of medicine, and that's what he was doing, was practicing medicine. And it didn't matter who and what and why. He was doing it because he think of one human being just as much as another one. He's just a honest man, and that's something we need now in this day and time. It's a lot of politics and no honesty. When you have honesty, well, people will try to do anything to blot you out, and that's what they will try to do to him, is blot him out, because he will be honest, and they need more like him.
All right. We're going to be back with Gary Franchi. There's another video where Ron Paul this morning on talk radio responded to the ad, and he had some tears in his eyes. We'll talk to Gary Franchi on the other side of Revolution PAC. We'll give you that website if you want to get involved in supporting this. I tell you, Gary is really doing impressive work. And we can do exactly what the globalists do, but we use the truth, not lies. We can kick their you-know-whats if we just stand up and give them a fight.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Wow. How did you, that's a long time ago.
I just saw this a little while ago. It wasn't put out by our campaign. It was put out by that, you know, the super PAC type stuff that are separated from the campaign.
Okay.
I'm amazed at how they found that. If you would have asked me to go back and find somebody like that, I wouldn't know. But to me, I don't remember it. I don't recall it because it was one of, you know, just the way we practice medicine, you know, in a way, at least I practice medicine.
Obviously, so it was incredibly important to that guy.
It was a non-event in the sense that is what I thought my responsibilities were.
And then Paul continues. The video is up at InfoWars.com talking about, you know, sometimes he wonders, why did I ever sign on to this to be attacked? But then he realizes that the truth will out. The truth will always come out. Perhaps we'll play that when we come back to the next segment. Gary, I got you on late today. I got to get you back on next week. But super job with what you're doing. I can't wait. I mean, give us an idea of some of the other surprises coming out the next videos.
Well, you know, when you go down to Congressman Paul's congressional district, there are so many people that have been touched by Paul, and we've spoken to people that have worked very closely with him in the medical field. We spoke to veterans, and we've just got some compelling human interest stories that the American people are really going to relate to when they see these videos.
Well, I've talked to his family and people who don't want to brag about him publicly, but I've also talked, living here in Texas, to people that have been medically touched by him. He would always volunteer part of the week at the horrible charity hospitals and stuff, not as some goody-two-shoe, but he believed in not having big government, so people that are strong are supposed to help the weak. He would go down and work basically for free at the charity hospitals.
Well, you know, you might just see something like that coming out pretty soon. And the thing is that Ron Paul doesn't brag about himself, but the Revolution Pack will brag about Ron Paul. He's a great man, and we want to see him in the White House, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that that happens, Alex.
And, Gary, folks can give unlimited to these Revolution Packs. I mean, you've got a great name for the pack. So if people go donate, you'll be able to run this two-minute commercial on television to counter these people. And, I mean, even if you only get 1/100th of the donations the big mega banks give people like Mittens Romney, scum like Newt Gingrich, a grain of truth shatters a mountain of lies.
Well, Alex, when we released the video, we've already received close to $40,000 in donations to support it. And people can go to revolutionpack.com. There's a ticker that they can keep track of the support that we're getting. And it's overwhelming, Alex. It's overwhelming. And that's true. Unlimited donations. So we can accept $10,000, $50,000, even $1 million to air a 60-second version of what you're seeing in the two-minute version.
Yeah. Well, incredible. So when do we see the next ads coming out? Because he needs all the help he can get now. And obviously it's being seen millions of times online going super viral. And it's important for people, whether it's your videos or our videos or other you know, real media countering the Decepticon media. It is so important that people pass these videos on to others. Again, when are we going to see the next videos come out?
I'm going to talk to my producer today. We've been just reeling with the responses. Reuters just called. They want to talk to James Williams. The media has been communicating with us. The supporters out there are sending us emails.
You know why they want to talk to James Williams. They want to somehow twist it and attack it or something.
Yeah, and we're being very sensitive on how we distribute James's content.
Well, James seems like a pretty smart guy. He might not want to talk to the... By the way, I want to get James on this show. How do we do that, Gary? I meant to ask you that off air.
Have your producer email me, and we'll get that connected for you.
Yeah, well, let's just get him on Sunday or Monday. Let's just... Or let's do an interview today on the nightly news. I mean, I think it's important before they go, because they'll go interview him for 2 hours and cut it together to make him look bad. I mean, these are wicked devils. We know that.
Absolutely. And, just have Jaron shoot me an email. We'll make sure that connection takes place and see if we can establish that interview for you.
Yeah, that's good. Only because, or you guys need to do an extended one right now, because you know that extended one, the first extended one to go out there is going to go viral versus letting them get the first extended interview, edit it, butcher it, and then try to misrepresent. Because, I mean, again, we're dealing with criminals here.
Well, look what they did to Ron Paul in that CNN clip where they claimed that he stormed off the interview. When you watch the uncut version, he clearly didn't.
Well, so she also goes back on story. CNN and says, well, you saw it. He never answered the question. They edited it. He answers it 3 times and then says, okay, I got to go. Thanks. That's the 10 minutes. And then they cut it before that and then never show him answer the question. CNN thinks their viewers are idiots. They hate you. They disrespect you. They think you're a joke. They love manipulating you. They count on you being ignorant. Well, all right, Gary, let me come out there and talk to you during the break. We got Max Kaiser coming up. But, yeah, in fact, I meant to try to work with you today to get him on while we did this show today. But there's no time like the present. We might need to go ahead and just get his phone number right now and do this on the nightly news this evening. We'll be right. Hell, I'm in Texas. I could go down there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We think are really the most important to give our perspective on the nightly news this evening. I will be doing that 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, we do have a 15-day free trial running right now. And when you do become a member, it supports the broadcast, the crew. We are about to put the ads out there to hire some more reporters, some more editors. If I could find somebody, I'd like to find somebody to host the nightly news a few times a week. We have Aaron, we have Paul Watson, we have Dew doing it. They do a great job, but I'd like to expand it and have more than one show. And we've already are getting the equipment, thanks to your support, to do the uploading and the satellite uplink stuff. But then I've got to discipline the show down to an hour. We're going to do a 30-minute show, but it looks like it's going to be an hour every day. And so we beta tested all that for delivery to different satellite systems and for some people still living in the matrix that get their news from mainline satellite or cable. So we're definitely expanding. When the Austin police chief was here, he hadn't been here in about a year and a half. He saw we've expanded over to the other side to about 15,000, almost 16,000 square feet. And he's like, man, looks like you're getting ready to launch an offensive. And I said, you're absolutely right, to defend the Republic. And we're just one little operation here. I mean, you saw what Gary Franchi's doing. I mean, I remember meeting him in 2006. in Chicago, and he was just getting involved at a 9/11 Truth Conference. He had no website, no organization, no nothing, and now he reaches millions of people a week with his weekly TV show and Restore the Republic and all that. Again, he was a loss prevention guy at a shopping mall, just like I was a guy going to community college and didn't like the New World Order and being taught anti-American garbage. And I went over to UT to sit in on classes to see if I wanted to pay to go there, and because I was an A student, could easily get in there. And it was just all baloney because I'd read so many history books on my own. I'd studied so much on my own. I wasn't that informed then, but compared to the general public, extremely informed. That's what's scary about it. I said, I'm just going to go do an Access TV show and start my own media operation. Boom, 17 years later, here we are. It shows the power of the individual. There are people out there listening right now that if you decided to take action and dedicate yourself to reaching people, you could dwarf what I've done in the next 5 years. But you've got to start the journey of the 1,000 miles with the single step. None of us are perfect. None of us have all the answers, but you've got to take action and you've got to keep doing it over and over again. And if you have talent and hard work, and everybody's got talent in one way or another, we all have our own gifts, and you keep doing it for the right reasons, build it and they will come. And that's what it comes down to. And so I want to encourage everybody to start a newsletter, to make documentaries, to, I mean, now the technology, and we're going to Max Kaiser, that I had in 1995, 3/4-inch tape decks, $100 used VHS camera, out there doing my own interviews on the street, out there exposing corruption, out there defending the Second Amendment. If I was starting now with all the technology and all the computers and the cheapness of it all, what we could do. Think of what you can do. We need good people to just tackle your own little area of corruption. Just get in its face. Many times just getting in its face will make it go so wild it'll blow itself up. Evil is easy to defeat if you'll just get in the ring with it. Now, it might mean you are destroyed. That happens sometimes. Not very often, but let's just say the worst happens. In your defeat always brings massive defeat to the enemy on the next round by others that see that example. It's just laws of the universe. The bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the result you're going to have. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. Chances are nothing's going to happen to you, or good things are going to happen to you. But you've got to be willing to get past the fear and take action. Now, we're going to end this year's radio with Max Kaiser, lives over in Paris, American broadcaster, filmmaker. He's got shows on RT, Press TV, BBC, syndicated radio. MaxKaiser.com is his website. And he was, of course, before he retired, a successful stockbroker and inventor of virtual trading systems used on many stock markets today. And he joins us with some breaking news and analysis here at year end as we take the plunge and cry havoc and enter the vaunted 2012. Max Kaiser, good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be with you. I'm actually in Barcelona, Spain
today. I'm sorry, that's right. You told us that 5 times, and of course I got it wrong. You're in Barcelona, Spain today.
Yeah, very sunny. So Stacy and I came down here for a few days to catch some sun.
Very hard day's work for you. Now, continuing, sir, with your analysis, what do you make of what's going on in the world?
Well, a couple of trends that I wanted to bring to your attention we've been talking about on your show for a couple of years that are now coming to fruition. One is that starting in January of next year in Chicago, there's a new exchange that's been approved called Nadex, N-A-D-E-X.
Markets, and trade, and political predictions. You've said this forever. Here it is from USA Today.
Yeah, so people are going to start to trade politicians that are as securities. And the reason this is important is because, of course, all securities markets are manipulated. For example, the in-trade market in Dublin has Mitt Romney with a 75% probability of winning the Republican nomination.
And that creates a fake feedback loop, obviously, and allows them to game it and pump value into it, which is basically another fraud.
Exactly right. And now this is going to become a much bigger market because this new CFTC-regulated NADEX in Chicago will be a multi-hundred-billion-dollar market. We already know that is fraud. Back in the 2008 campaign, John McCain was manipulating the in-trade contract in Dublin in his favor.
And so then they'll say, we've got to have Mitt Romney or whoever be elected because hundreds of billions are invested. It's too big to fail. So now everybody's got a domino effect or snowball pile on to whoever the scammers say. That's like 10 years ago when they said they were going to trade on terror attacks. Well, of course, then they get to stage them themselves.
Well, that's another point. The terror attacks was the policy analysis market that John Poindexter at the Pentagon was trying to put in place based on my technology, the virtual specialist technology. But they had such an outcry against it that they banned it. Now, flash forward a couple of years, and Cantor Fitzgerald, who bought my technology, they tried to launch Cantor Exchange, the trade box office futures. But the Motion Picture Association of America got the Congress to ban the concept of box office futures exchange because they had a lot of emails from people who were threatening to injure or to kill talent that was trading on the box office futures exchange. And so the MPAA, to defend their constituency of stars in Hollywood, got Congress.
That's right. One mafia figured out the bigger mafia was going to use this to take them over.
Right, but what's funny is that there's no such protection for American politicians. So the assassination risk is quite high. People who are short politicians will want to, do injury to them to make money on this new NADEX market. But it was considered not as much of a problem as a Hollywood star being injured. So it shows you where America's values are. Gwyneth Paltrow deserves more protection than the president of the United States, clearly.
Our own troops breathing DU, because they're the real enemy. They want them to go kill people, but then they know the troops and the actuaries are going to wake up and be a threat to the tyrants, and so they're glad that they're using DU as a soft-kill weapon that'll get rid of them later.
So this will put a price on all the politicians' head, and so this is what's going to start up in January. And when you get into the next election cycle, Because it'll be obvious that there's massive fraud in terms of the misuse of these new securities markets brought to you by the same people who are not regulated, anything going on.
And this is pure betting, just like who's going to win, the Redskins or the Cowboys, the 49ers or the Steelers. I mean, this is just pure gambling.
Well, gambling plus derivative markets. So you'll be able to leverage your bet. You know, if you put on $1 million bet, you can leverage that to $10 million or $100 million.
And then they run the government, so it's too big to fail. So it's gambling with our money and our future.
Yeah, and then when the next election is determined that it was completely fraudulent, they'll say we can't investigate because it'll be a systemic risk to the banking system because these Wall Street banks have hundreds of billions of dollars tied into political futures derivatives.
Yeah, the derivatives fraud paradigm is invading reality and waging war against it.
Right, and it's now in the very machinations of the voting and political system. The democratic systems of America have been securitized, financialized, and turned into derivatives. And this is all starting up in January. It's a huge multi-billion-dollar trading platform in Chicago, regulated, or I should say not regulated, by the CFTC and the CME, the same people who completely missed the MF Global scandal and all the other scandals that came before it. And this is really combining the two worst elements of American society, graft in Washington and fraud on Wall Street.
And by the way, when you say miss it, most of the regulators just now come out actually got money in the pocket from MF Global. I mean, they missed it, like somebody walking up and punching you in the nose missed it. They know exactly what they're doing. It's just they're getting so bold now, Max.
Right. They are totally conflicted. Absolutely correct. They're pocketing. Because inside information, as we recently discovered or has been talked about, in Washington is actually legal for Congress to trade on material inside information in the stock market. Now they'll be able to trade on information about themselves. So Rick Perry could start a rumor that he's suddenly turned homosexual and short himself on the exchange and make money on his own false rumor. And then use that proceeds to finance his election campaign.
As long as there's idiots that'll invest in it, but they don't care because they tell you you're investing in a regular pension, but really it's being leveraged and sold into derivatives. They've collectively gone insane, Max. I think this has got to implode sometime.
Well, they're finding new ways to get deeper into the daily lives of the average American who is now going to be confronted with a decision to make when they go to the polling station. Do they vote their pocketbook, as they've been speculating for the past 12 months in the derivatives political futures markets, or do they vote their conscience? And what we've discovered is that more and more people, because they're so far in debt, of course they're going to vote their pocketbook as a way to get out of debt. And this is yet another way to separate America from its identity as something relating to the Constitution.
And again, it's all done through fractional or fiat money changing. And so the system can create just all this fake garbage, and then, but then get people tied to it so they'll sell out their own mother because their entire future is tied to the fraud. You got to admit it's a genius plan, Max.
Well, I invented it. Of course it's ingenious. It's all based on my technology, the virtual specialist technology, patent number 5950176, filed and patented in 1996. And, of course, now my other company, the Hollywood Stock Exchange, is going public for $100 million in the next few weeks. So it'll give you an idea of what the technology is worth. They're now based in Las Vegas. So they're going to start trading a whole betting scam based on a pure betting, a Vegas style, on that technology, and that's going to be going forward now in the next few weeks as well. So the casino gulag model that I've been talking about for a couple of years is coming into fruition on the political front, the entertainment front, the gambling front, because Obama has let it be known that he now favors passage of bill that will allow online gambling. That's the big one as far as I can see it, because this will mean that all these people glued to their iPhones and iPads and online Farmville simulated gaming platforms will be gambling now with real money, and this will be the only job left in America.
And they don't tell you now when your kids download some video games and there's some extra creds you got to pay that that's gambling and your child is being taught by the global mafia how to gamble. They don't tell you that. It's totally trendy. It's so cool.
Well, not only that, but how are most students in the U.K. paying off their student debts? They're going into prostitution.
Yeah, I saw that in the BBC, and the media's like, this is good. Little Jenny's 21, and she turns 6 or 7 tricks a night, and it's wonderful.
Gambling, prostitution, and drugs. Mostly it's legal drugs, because all the latest generation of mood-altering happy pills, et cetera, is legalized drugs. So you've got drugs, gambling, and prostitution, the three pillars of the global economy, now brought to you vis-a-vis social gaming platforms, new online gambling.
But it is like a little red devil in an actual pajamas is running this, because it's so ridiculously destructive and evil and almost cartoonishly bad. I mean, take the NDAA. Somebody called in and mentioned this and asked if it was true, and I'd seen it a month ago, 2 weeks ago. I'd seen an AP Reuters minor footnote that, oh, by the way, the military is going to allow troops to bring their donkey, their pig, whatever, as long as it's their own private house off base. You can marry pigs, whatever, in the military now, turkeys, possums. And the Republican leadership voted for bestiality. I mean, my point is it's like cuckoo land or something. It's like it can't get any crazier, but it does, Max. What is going on? Now you're not conservative like Senator Graham if you're not for, marrying possums.
Well, here Donald Rumsfeld fell in love with one of his horses, so they went ahead and they tried to pass this law to cover for his bestiality, and that's what's the whole backstory there.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Well, I'm not kidding. Did you see where the NDAA legalizes bestiality?
Yeah, no, I did see that. And I'm not exactly sure why they felt it needed to legalize the military having sex with goats in Afghanistan, except maybe there's some industry that's about to start up in those regions that we're not quite familiar with. I know that, I mean, you can really go to town with this and make a lot of crazy
Well, that
jokes,
could be political correctness training, like they'll teach 8-year-olds now, I guess, in class. They already teach them stuff similar to that, so I guess, well, we're being bigoted right now.
it's a remarkable story that they felt that it was necessary to allow the military to legally have sex with animals. But I'm not sure exactly what the precedent was. I'm like Bob Chapman on this. I'm a bit gobsmacked and startled. It's hard to even know how to respond.
I'm really flattered you actually listen to the show, Max. All right, well, let's continue. What do you see coming up in the rest of the year? Because I see these articles here, and how did you sell this to Cantor, but then not ever get paid anything? Because here it is. It's on record. These are your inventions. So I guess that's just they're allowed to have that, I guess.
Well, they did. They engaged in an illegal third-party transaction, which what happened was basically one of my board members, a guy by the name of Woody Knight, Howard Woody Knight, he was loaned $2 million from Cantor to invest in Hollywood Stock Exchange, a preferred issue, which gave him voting control without telling the board that he was doing this. At the same time, he was arranging to sell the stock in the company as a swap that was arranged. So illegal, it's a fraudulent conveyance. So he committed massive securities fraud.
Well, you need to then, if you believe that's the case, you need to do something about it, Max. Let's come back, get more of what you see coming up in the new year. We'll be right back. Last radio show of the year, folks. 2012 up next.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Final segment of this special four-hour transmission. This will be the last radio show of 2011. Wow, that'll take some getting used to, 2012. And it looks like that year is shaping up to be crazy. They've got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the head of the Israeli military, saying they're getting ready to attack Iran. We've got record gun sales, all sorts of other bedlam. But in closing, Max Keiser, quickly, is any trends you see in 2012, and what do you make of just the all-out hysteria as the so-called mainstream media runs out of bullets and is having trouble slowing Ron Paul?
Yeah, they can't seem to stop the Ron Paul momentum at this point, but they're going to pull out all the stops, and they're going to try everything they possibly can to stop the Ron Paul Express from continuing. And so it'll be quite interesting. I'd love to see Ron Paul get the nomination and then bait Barack Obama, because I think he would be the one guy to expose Barack Obama as an utter fraud and a mere puppet of the banksters. And because he's just a very plain spoken, smart guy who would appeal to anybody who's interested in social justice and some kind of return to values as expressed in the Constitution.
But he doesn't want to bomb all the brown people and turn it into a glass parking lot. He's racist.
Well, yeah, the thing is that, that seems like a very thin gruel from his opponents to dredge up some third party tangential, bigoted remark that was made out of context. I mean, that's a Hail Mary pass, to try to smear Ron Paul.
Well, newsletters were the internet of the day. At one time, at the peak of this, there was 14 Ron Paul newsletters per week. I mean, people were reading these like newspapers. It was a giant business and political, and most of these were the supplements. There's only 9 of them. They were the supplement promo letters sent out by a company hired to promote it. The media knows that. That's why they're discredited scum.
Well, it's also rather duplicitous because what do you have now? You have people like Michelle Bachmann, making incredible racist comments about Arabs. But making racist comments about Arabs today is considered to be de rigueur. It's like, oh, this is perfectly acceptable. It's just that America's tastes in racism has changed, which is not to say that there's any connection at all to be made with what was going on 20 years ago in the Paul camp. But, America is, going back to the American Indians and the slavery days up to present day is built on racism. That's what America stands for to the rest of the world. I mean, I live outside of America, and the first thing people think of when they think of America is this racist country that's committed genocide not once, but twice with the American Indian and then the slave trade. So it's not like this is new for the American people. Now they want to commit genocide in the Middle East. With their friends in the region.
Well, now we're getting the NDAA, though. There's always, every culture always wants to grab some group that it's okay to basically hunt. I mean, humans are such predators, we'll engage in predator or predate upon ourselves. That's a human trait, but you're right, the United States certainly has its history of that. And now the NDAA, I mean, look at that, Max, everything we talked about now happening. We'll secretly arrest you, the military will come after you. I mean, that's what every third world nation falls to, Max.
Well, as I've been saying on your show for a few years, there's two choices, fight or flee. Personally, I made the choice of fleeing. I'm not living
Max,
there.
We're out of time. Great job. Look forward to talking to you in the new year. God bless. There goes Max Keiser. By the way, they ran the audio, free audio stream. It's now a free video stream at Infowars.com. We're going to restream the whole show right now, the video, the entire radio TV show today at Infowars.com. Upper right-hand corner. Can't miss it. See you tonight, 7 o'clock, last TV show of the year of our inaugural nightly news TV show. Thanks to all the guests and crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.